is an interview with Graham Campbell, Associate Director, Energy, Environment and Technology Policy at the Conference Board of Canada. We're talking about the board's latest briefing about the Carbon Disclosure Project. Graham, what is the Carbon Disclosure Project and why is the Conference Board involved with this international initiative?
The CDP is an annual survey of 3,000 of the world's largest corporations to determine how they are coming to grips with the impacts of climate change. The survey looks at a number of factors: the financial and business implications of climate change, the risks to a company's operations and their public reputation, their strategies and action plans, and how GHG emissions are accounted for within the company. In Canada, 200 of the largest publicly traded companies are asked to complete the CDP's information request. With respect to the Conference Board of Canada's interest, this survey is part of the board's examination and reporting of insights on important public policy issues. Climate change is widely recognized as one of the most critical issues facing Canadian businesses today, given the resource-intensive nature of the Canadian economy. Since Canada's largest companies will be at the leading edge of actions to reduce emissions, the Conference Board sees the CDP as a very useful means to monitor and assess corporate actions.
So why should companies participate in the annual survey?
There are three reasons that I would see. First, investors are carefully examining the strategies and practices of companies which are being considered for their investment purposes. Companies find that responding to the CDP is a convenient and widely accessible means to make their carbon management practices known to the investment community. They will therefore be seen as more attractive places for investment in the future. Second, the public is becoming increasingly concerned about the impact of companies' operations on the environment. By participating in the CDP survey, companies can improve their image and reputation seen in the public domain. And third, the process of answering the CDP information request requires a comprehensive knowledge of each company's GHG strategies and their management practices. This helps a company get its act together internally and helping them therefore to manage their emissions.
So Graham, what's the risk for companies who choose not to participate in the survey?
Companies who choose not to respond run some risk of being seen negatively by investors. This could limit their options for attracting outside funding in the future. The companies who do not respond are listed in the annual CDP Canada 200 report. Being identified as did not respond places a company's public image at risk. This can have immediate impact on sales, corporate image, etc.
Thank you. For more information, go to www.conferenceboard.ca.